Welcome back to the Mbaga Media Finance Podcast. Today, we're diving into a fascinating question: can Target, under new leadership, reignite its cool factor?
It's a great question, especially considering Target's massive presence and continued profitability. On the surface, things seem fine, but there's a growing sentiment that a certain corporate culture might be holding them back.
Exactly. This high self-regard, as the article puts it, isn't necessarily overt arrogance, but more of a quiet confidence in past successes. This can lead to a dangerous lack of urgency in a fast-paced industry like retail.
And that's precisely what Target itself acknowledged on its earnings call: sales and profits have declined. With Michael Fiddleke, a longtime insider, taking the helm, the central puzzle is whether he can truly revitalize the brand.
Let's unpack that high self-regard a bit more. It's like that seasoned athlete who relies too much on natural talent and neglects rigorous training. In retail, this translates to being slow to adopt new tech or recognize shifting consumer behaviors.
It's a subtle inertia, isn't it? Not born of malice, but of a deep-seated belief that what worked yesterday will work tomorrow. This can create blind spots, preventing the company from seeing potential threats until they're already upon them.
And these consequences, while not immediately visible on the balance sheet, have profound long-term effects. Think about missed opportunities in e-commerce or logistics partnerships. It's a systemic discouragement of radical change.
It's not about a lack of talent within Target, but the cultural forces that might subtly steer away from transformative leaps. The risk is being left behind when the market inevitably demands urgent action.
This brings us to the erosion of their iconic appeal. Target was once the undisputed darling, the place for cheap, chic, affordable yet aspirational design. Remember Target?
Oh, absolutely. It was a cultural phenomenon. They masterfully blended affordability with designer flair, making it a true destination. It wasn't just about necessity, it was about discovery and enjoyment.
But the retail landscape is a battlefield that never sleeps. E-commerce giants like Amazon fundamentally changed the game with convenience. Suddenly, getting anything delivered to your door was a powerful alternative.
And discount retailers started improving their game too, enhancing store aesthetics and curating better selections. Consumers also became more sophisticated, demanding personalization, unique experiences, and brands aligned with their values.
So, Target's original formula, while still effective, began facing unprecedented competition from all sides. This leads us to the perception versus reality in the market.
Exactly. While Target might still see itself as the trendsetter, consumers and analysts are questioning if that coolness still holds true. The recent earnings reports, showing declining sales and profits, are a clear indicator.
It's not to say Target is failing, far from it. But is its appeal broad and deep enough to sustain growth against hyper-competition and shifting tastes? That's the critical question.
The takeaway is that Target's core value proposition is being challenged. If they aren't actively evolving and meeting contemporary desires, that carefully cultivated appeal is bound to weaken. They need to find their fresh material.
Which brings us to the leadership paradox. Michael Fiddleke, the new CEO, is an insider with 22 years of experience. This is both a blessing and a curse.
On one hand, his deep institutional knowledge is invaluable. He understands Target inside and out, its strengths, weaknesses, and potential. He can likely navigate the internal complexities better than an outsider.
But on the other hand, if the company's challenges stem partly from its culture, promoting an insider might perpetuate those very issues. Can someone deeply embedded in the system enact the radical change that might be needed?
It's a valid concern. Often, companies in crisis bring in external leadership precisely for that fresh perspective, unburdened by history. An outsider can challenge the status quo more aggressively.
True, but an outsider needs time to learn the ropes. The trade-off is significant. At Target, the continuity of the existing executive team also adds complexity. How much autonomy does Fiddleke truly have?
That continuity can create stability, but also act as a powerful force resisting change. If the core leadership team shares the same ingrained perspectives, the new CEO's vision might be diluted.
It's like a seasoned captain asked to navigate uncharted waters. They know the ship intimately, but their familiarity with old routes might hinder their ability to trust new instruments or venture into the unknown.
Fiddlekey's success will hinge on his willingness and ability to challenge the ship's course when necessary, not just rely on his extensive knowledge of the vessel.
Now, let's talk about the strategic imperatives for reigniting growth. The focus needs to be on concrete, operational changes, not just superficial pep rallies.
Absolutely. Tarket has a massive physical footprint, which is a huge asset. The key is leveraging these stores for more than just transactions. Think experiential retail.
Exactly. Transforming stores into community hubs, offering personalized services, hosting events, or acting as hyperlocal micro-fulfillment centers for online orders. Making the physical store a destination again.
And data-driven merchandising is crucial. Target has a goldmine of customer data. They need to leverage advanced analytics to predict trends, personalize assortments, and optimize inventory.
It's about moving from guessing what customers want to knowing it, often before they even realize it themselves. This predictive power is essential in today's market.
Then there's the sensitive issue of competitive pricing and value perception. Target needs to carefully examine its strategy in an era where discounters are getting smarter and online retailers offer deep discounts.
Does their current pricing align with perceived value? Are shoppers still seeing Target as the best place for value, or are they finding better deals elsewhere for comparable items? This requires a fresh look at product, price, place, and promotion.
To truly reignite growth, Target needs to redefine and revitalize its cool factor. This isn't about chasing fleeting trends, but cultivating authenticity that connects with evolving cultural landscapes.
Strategic partnerships and exclusivity are key here. Collaborations with emerging designers or popular brands can create excitement and urgency around limited edition products.
These partnerships need to feel organic and aligned with the brand. Think of the buzz from past designer collaborations, but with a contemporary lens. And beyond product, digital engagement needs to build community.
E-commerce is a given, but the real opportunity is using digital platforms to foster community, create interactive content, and offer personalized recommendations. It's about a digital ecosystem that complements the in-store experience.
And in today's conscious consumerism landscape, sustainability and social impact are paramount. How effectively is Target communicating and integrating its ESG initiatives?
Are these initiatives genuinely embedded, or just marketing? Consumers are drawn to brands committed to ethical practices. Authentic communication here can resonate deeply and contribute to that cool factor.
We see brands like Lululemon building coolness through community and lifestyle association, while Shein has achieved massive popularity through ultra-fast fashion and aggressive digital marketing targeting a younger demographic.
These examples show that cool can be achieved through various means: community, lifestyle, or relentless trend relevance. Target's path forward requires a fundamental redefinition of what cool means today.
It's a complex challenge, but essential for long-term success. Now, let's look at the summary table, which breaks down the key factors.
Right. Under corporate culture, the strengths are deep knowledge and brand recognition, but the challenges are potential inertia and resistance to change, possibly perpetuated by an insider CEO.
For brand appeal, the strength is its historical cheap chic positioning. The challenge is the erosion of that unique appeal due to intense competition and changing consumer demands.
Regarding leadership transition, Fiddlekey's insider status is a strength for operational understanding but a potential weakness for enacting transformative change, especially with the existing executive team.
In strategic adaptation, Target's physical stores and customer data are significant strengths. However, they need concrete operational shifts beyond superficial efforts and a reevaluation of their pricing strategy.
And for future growth drivers, the potential lies in strategic partnerships and authentic ESG integration. The challenge is avoiding superficiality and genuinely connecting with evolving consumer values to redefine coolness.
This leads us to the conclusion: charting a new course. The core question remains, can Michael Fiddleke, as an insider, instill the necessary urgency and vision into a potentially change-resistant culture?
His operational acumen is a strong foundation, but it needs to be coupled with a bold strategic vision. He needs to be willing to recalibrate the compass and chart a new course, even if it means challenging established maps.
Success will likely depend on fostering a culture that embraces calculated risks and learns from failures. This requires clear communication of a compelling future state and empowering teams to innovate.
It's about shifting the focus from protecting the existing empire to building a new one, one that's more agile, responsive, and deeply connected to evolving consumer needs. A fundamental reinvention is needed.
Ultimately, Target's coolness wasn't just about products. It was a feeling, a promise of discovery and value. Reclaiming that requires leveraging physical stores as destinations, wielding data for genuine understanding, and authentically integrating values.
Michael Fiddleke has the opportunity to architect this next chapter, but the blueprint must be bold, the execution agile, and the commitment to reinvention unwavering. The red and white stripes are iconic, but relevance hinges on adapting and being undeniably cool once again.
A truly compelling challenge for the new leadership. Thanks for breaking that all down with me today.
My pleasure. And remember, this is for informational purposes and not financial advice. Always consult a licensed advisor before making investment decisions. We'll catch you next time on Bago Media, Finance.